Listener Production.
Hey, it's Jessica Heatley with your local news briefing. Cairns Airport will see more than 260,000 people pass through it in the next 2 weeks as travellers make the most of spring break. At international terminals across the Sunshine State, numbers are forecast to be the highest since pre-COVID 2019 levels. Brisbane Airport spokesperson Peter Doherty says, with so many people travelling these school holidays, it's important we plan ahead.
To ensure you have a smooth holiday, arrive at domestic 90 minutes prior to departure. If you're flying international, make sure it's 3 hours. Book taxi and rideshare well in advance. If you can, if it's a short trip, take carry-on luggage, but we understand that's not always possible.
A memorial service will be held in Cairns next week to commemorate the life of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. It'll be held at St Monica's Cathedral from 10 a.m. on Thursday, coinciding with the special public holiday set aside as a National Day of Mourning. Mayor Bob Manning says the service is an opportunity for the region to remember her remarkable life.
There will, of course, be a service that will be held. It'll take about an hour to get through. There will be company music and choir and stuff like that. I think it will be very appropriate for the times and it will be uplifting, paying respect.
And Cairns medical student Harriet Grant is set to take part in the Swimming the Gap Marathon tomorrow. It'll see her swim 30 kilometres from Green Island to Yorkeys Knob to raise much-needed funds to help young First Nations people. The 21-year-old says she spent the last 3 months in training.
I've been in surf lifesaving and I've been swimming pretty much all my life. I've never really done too much marathon swimming like this before, but I did the Cairns Ironman at the start of the year. We've probably been training pretty intensely for around 10, 12 weeks now.
The swim is equivalent to the English Channel and will take about 10 hours to complete. And the new season of Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project podcast is now available exclusively on Listener. Download the app and listen for free.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.